live and let live, essentially is the philosophy of most of the church today, isn't it? You know, really analyze it. You'd nearly think live and let live was in the Scripture. Second imaginations, perhaps. But it's not in the Bible. Live and let live. Not for John. Not for John. Live and let live for John would mean I don't care where Herod goes. I don't care where Herodias goes. I have no concern for their souls. That's live and let live. Of course, that's the philosophy the world wants you to adopt. They want you to have a Christianity that is live and let live. Because live and let live means the only way you communicate the gospel, the only way you communicate the gospel is in the context of yourself. Here's what Jesus means to me. Here's what the Lord has done for me. It all comes back to yourself, which has its place. Don't get me wrong. That's actually how Paul often began, especially as he stood before magistrates. He was talking about the Lord's deliverance in his own life. But he would not stay there. You have to move into the application. You have to drive it home because you believe, if you really have Christian conviction, if the Spirit of God is really in your heart and you really believe the things that you say you believe, then you know it's not enough just to say, I believe it and it's fine for me. This affects everyone. If I truly believe what the Word of God says, if John, as he's declaring the Word, really believes it, then he knows Christ is going to come and Herod is going to burn in fire unquenchable. He's going to perish forever. Forever. He will be in the everlasting burnings of God's judgment forever. Men and women, get it into your mind. Hell is forever. God's judgment is forever. It does not end. And John really believes it. And though Herod be a wicked man, his heart goes out to him. I can't let him go on in his sin to hell. So what does he do? Tells him what he needs to hear. Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother Philip's wife. By what law, John? By what law? I'm a little king here. How dare you pontificate to me? Ah, by a law given by one far higher than you, Herod. It is not lawful. Being reproved by him for Herodias, his brother, Philip's wife, and for all the evils, not just adultery, for all the evils which Herod had done. John read the newspaper. He knew what was true about Herod. Whatever way he understood what Herod was guilty of, he was aware. He was conscious of it. And when he stood before him and he had the opportunity, he declared it to him. It is wrong. And that was the most loving thing he could do. We are so, and I'll tell you, beloved, in most churches today, look, there are many liberal churches, of that there is no doubt. But good churches are far, sometimes I think they're far fewer than we realize, because everything they say is true. So for example, if Herod had stood before John, or John had stood before Herod, and told him about the Lord, I'm generally talking about we're expecting Messiah and I'm his forerunner and so on. And here's what he's done for me and all of that. It would have been fine. It would all have been true. Orthodox. Perfectly fine. But what is missing? In many Orthodox churches today is not seen in what is being said. In terms of, it's not that they're saying anything wrong. It's what they're not saying. It's what they're not declaring. It's the absence of certain truths that once upon a time were thundered forth without apology, but are not even so much as mentioned anymore. For perhaps just in passing, but not driven home. John cared not for the cultural climate of his day, where religious leaders did pander to the authorities, where they would tell them all the pleasantries as long as they would keep the gravy train going. But not John. Am I a soldier of the cross? John was. The problems arise. You lose your head when you begin to drive home the truth of God's word to the hearts of men and women who don't want to hear it. When you start to tell them of all the evils which Herod had done. That's being judgmental, John. Stop judging. Oh, the world would say, it's no big deal. John says, it's sin.